Well, there we go. That wasn't the best cork pot, but I have actually emptied this bottle of whiskey into my glass because I didn't have very much left. Although it turns out there was actually quite a lot left, so I'm just going to have to drink it. So this week it is just me. A big get well soon to Ms. I'm a Unicorn. Wishing you all the best and hope you get well soon. We're hoping to have our social podcast back on track next week. But what I thought I'd do is get things going with a little idea I've had, which I'm hopefully going to try and do a couple of times a week, probably Tuesdays and Thursdays, maybe with a little Wednesday social podcast in between. So what I'm going to do is, because if you listen to this podcast before, you know I do quite like gadgets and cars and all that other kind of shit. So what I thought I'd do is actually go through all the latest news, current affairs and all that stuff just to do with the kind of passions that I'm into. So we're going to be talking about cars, we're going to be talking about food, we're going to be talking about gadgets, we're going to be talking about just random stuff that's going on. I've been finding myself recently going through the Apple News app, which I'm completely addicted to, I'll admit it now. So I thought I'd actually turn this into kind of a release for this addiction, which probably isn't going to help it at all, but at least it means I can tell you guys about the kind of stuff that I'm reading about, and maybe you'll find it interesting and amusing. So we'll see how that goes, and maybe it will ease your addiction of surfing the internet all the time, or maybe it'll make it worse, who knows. I guess it's up to you. So there we go. So what we'll do is we'll get cracking into it and see how it goes, and if you've got anything you've heard about or funny stories, you can email me at podcast@harmonicwhiskeytales.com, and yeah, send it on in. And and if you obviously want to come on the show and have a chat about something, then get in touch as well. So if you know me personally, you can just get in touch on Facebook, so, or even my phone if you want to be like old school about it. So yes, so there we go. So yeah, we'll get cracking into it. Right, here we go. So that wasn't too bad. I need to get more whiskey, fuck. Anyway, never mind. So let me just get this set up. So I've got to be able to kind of read and talk in the mic and not make it impossible to fucking, I don't know, not see the iPad, but we'll figure that out. Maybe I'll turn that up a bit. Yes, there we go. So let us see what is going on. We'll probably stick through all the depressing shit, which is kind of difficult in today's society, but anyway. Although I might go through a few kind of, I don't know, current affairs and, you know, stuff like that that's going on, but it's all really fucking depressing. It's like Brexit stuff, injured people, dead family of baby killed and suspected murder, suicide, lash out at courts. That sounds pretty fucking depressing. That sounds awful. So Brexit, no, May, what have you done? Let's start with a bit of Formula One, shall we, as this is what's come up first on my thing. So what's Dutch government F1 funding not justified? So it sounds like the Dutch aren't interested in hosting a Formula One race, even though they've got probably the best driver on the grid, well, one of the best, in Max Verstappen, and there's a huge Dutch following of supporters that follow him all around the world, especially Europe. But the Dutch don't seem to be keen to cash in on that. Well, not cash in on that, but show their support. So there's been talk of the Netherlands returning to the calendar in 2020. However, the government has thrown a spanner in those plans, as most governments do. The Minister for Medical Care and Sports in the Netherlands, Bruno Bruins, has told Parliament that while a race would have a considerable economic impact on the region, the question is whether this justifies the use of tax resources from the national government. Well, I mean, I don't know. Jesus. It'd be fun to have a race there, won't it? You'd have lots of people going along, getting stoned, watching the race. That'd be all right. He added, the government is of the opinion that this is not the case. So they're not keen. Yeah, wankers. Well, that'll do about that. I'm not going to read all these articles all the way through. I'll probably just make a rash judgment on it and just tell you what I think. So, but you can read more about that if you want to. That was from Planet F1 if you want to read that. I would put the links up to all these, but I'm a bit lazy, so I probably won't do that. So you're going to have to figure this shit out yourself. Red Bull, Honda are making good progress. Well, we've heard that before. We'll see what happens with that. This is the big thing. So you've got, essentially, you've got the Formula One, all the cars are being released in the next week or so. So all the teams are launching their cars, essentially. If you don't know all the news, Red Bull, Honda, well, Red Bull have gone with Honda as of this year. Sorry about the wind noise. I've got my doors open and it's all quite a nice breezy night. So I'm trying to cool the house down without connecting the AC. So anyway, you have to put up with it. So Red Bull have gone with Honda as of this year. Bit of a gamble, but them and Renault was basically, I don't know, a losing cause, really. They were just, I don't know, it wasn't going very well. So they decided to go with Honda. So that's where we're at. And they're supposedly, the figures from the engine of what they reckon they can get out of it is supposed to have been really good. But they said that the first year they went to McLaren and it never really fucking happened. So we will see. I mean, it's obviously probably is the best car in terms of chassis. So that's going to obviously help them a bit. But I guess we'll see how that goes. What are they saying? Horner is confident that he's the boss of Red Bull. Christian Horner. So he's confident Honda on the right track. They've had a strong winter. Red Bull technology, that is the really annoying ice cream van, if you can hear that. It pisses me off. He drives around all the time wanting to sell people ice creams. I don't understand. And that noise is really fucking annoying. Why can't he get like a different fucking siren thing? I mean, it's a bit old, isn't it? It's been like that for like 40 fucking years. Anyway. Where was I? They've had a strong winter. Red Bull Technology have been working with Honda for 12 months now, having supplied the gearbox and drivetrain solution for Toro Rosso, which is like their sister team. We've seen behind the scenes in their evolution and they're making good progress. I think stability regulations will help them. They've settled on a concept for the first time since their re-entry into Formula One. And it's continued from one season to the next without being a completely clean sheet of paper. So that, I guess, is good for them. It's going to depend on obviously what the other teams have done, which, I mean, they're not really going to be on par with Mercedes, but they probably don't have to be the same power. But if they can get close, then that puts the Red Bull in a much better position. So reliability is the big problem. So Horner's saying, obviously, it's a huge challenge to do 20 run races on 3 engines, which is the new rules, which is pretty incredible when you think about it, the amount of force and the sheer horsepower and, I don't know, just the... I don't know, these engines are incredibly highly tuned, so to get 3 engines over a whole season is pretty incredible. So that's going to be an issue for Honda because they haven't been particularly reliable. So he sounds confident though, so that sounds pretty cool. So he finishes off saying, we're not expecting to go 100% clean sheet of paper. It doesn't make sense. We're not expecting to go 100% clean sheet of paper, but what we are extremely hopeful of is that the performance will be a step from where we've been in the last few years. Well, you'd hope so, because Renault haven't exactly been good. In other news, obviously, Daniel Ricciardo's at Renault this year, so he's that's a really big gamble for him as well. So it's going to make it a bit more interesting this year to see, with all these new people coming in. They've got these new rookies coming in. Sauber have got Raikkonen back. You've got Charles Leclerc going to Ferrari, who was at Sauber. What the fuck was that? I mean, it's all very exciting. So there we go. So that's Formula One. There's probably more stuff going on, but we'll flick through and figure this out. Like I said, I don't know if I'm going to do specific things in each episode or just like theme it around one thing, or just go through like this and do a couple of times a week. We'll figure it out as we go along. So UFC, I might come back to that. Do I do cricket? I'm going to talk about cricket, so hopefully that'll interest some people. If you are interested in cricket, you can listen to the Tail Enders podcast as well, which is a very good podcast, which has got Felix out of the something or other, the Maccabees. You've got Jimmy Anderson from the English cricket team, and you've got what's his face from Greg James from BBC Radio, who's like the main sort of the host of it, really. So yes, so that's kind of cool. Let's have a look at UFC, shall we? There's some kind of slightly gay looking photos. I'm not sure about that. Khabib Nurmagomedov. I'm not sure that's exactly how you say it. And I think it's Habib as well. You don't say the K. So if you've kept track of what's going on with that, he obviously fought McGregor a while ago now, beat him quite convincingly, jumped out of the ring and tried to beat up his entire training crew, basically, which he's been fined for and has been, fined and banned for a certain amount of time, with provisions on the ban saying if he did some advertisement for the Nevada State Athletic Commission, then he could get a less of a ban. But he's basically told him to go fuck himself. So, which, fair play to him, I think it's the right decision. So this, what this is saying is, he thinks the UFC are going to create an interim title in his absence. So he's not going to fight for a while. So the UFC will move the division along with an interim title when he has two combatants in mind to compete for the belt, is he saying. Oh, come on, it's all just a load of bump. Blah, blah, blah. Fine, $500,000. So he thinks, 155 interim title between Dustin Poirier and Ferguson. What's Ferguson's first name? I don't know. Anyway, that's who he thinks is going to fight. But that could be a pretty good fight, but I don't know. They become the interim champ and then they'd fight McGregor later in the year for the real belt. That sounds quite interesting. I don't think, not McGregor, they'd fight Khabib for the belt, and then McGregor, I don't know, Khabib doesn't, I don't think he wants to fight him again because he just beat him so convincingly, which is probably a good point. So, yeah, I don't know about that. To be honest, I probably shouldn't be talking too much about UFC because I don't really know what's going on with it at all. I've just started getting into it in the last few years, and there's so much to know and who's good and who isn't, and all the kind of stuff like that. So I'm getting there with it, though. I'm getting better with it. So this weekend you've got Israel Adesanya, the Stylebender, taking on the Spider-Man, which is Silva. What's his first name? Anderson Silva. Yeah, so that's going to be a pretty good fight. That's actually happening in Australia. So that's something relevant and cultural that's going on this weekend. There you go. Fucking hell. Rod Laver Arena in Melbourne. So that's not much use if you're in Sydney, but if you're in Melbourne, then good for you. And actually, you can't even go down there because it's sold out. So unless you've got tickets already, then you're going to have to watch it on TV, which you can watch on the UFC pay-per-view. Or if you've got ESPN or ESPN Plus, you can watch the prelim fights on there for free, which is quite good. But the main card you'll have to pay for, so which will be about $60 if you want to do it. I'm probably not going to do it because I'm a bit broke. So I'm spending all my money on whiskey and CBD oil, basically. So that's what's going on this weekend. Whitaker's fighting as well. He's a New Zealand fighter. Actually, the Stylebender is as well. He's originally from... He's originally from Nigeria, but he moved to New Zealand, to Auckland, when he was quite young. So he kind of fights under the New Zealand flag, essentially. So that's pretty cool. He's pretty incredible. So he's kind of the up-and-coming guy within the division, really. So it could be quite a good fight. And obviously, Anderson Silva is like a legend of MMA. So probably worth checking out. So there we go. Now cricket. Oh, so what is going on in the cricket? Australia are doing pretty well against Sri Lanka, although they should do really. Steve Smith and Warner are obviously still banned, but coming back soon. Steve Smith's got an elbow injury that he got picked up in the in the Bangladesh Premier League for the 2020 competition they've got there. And he so injured that, had to come home early, and he's getting that operated on. They thought he was a doubt for the World Cup, but I think he might be okay, they're saying now. So that's kind of cool. Warner's obviously fine, probably will be in the World Cup squad. It's just whether either of them make the Ashes squad, which I think they should do. They'll both be available, as I'm guessing they will be in the squad. It'd be mad if they weren't. But yeah, that could be quite interesting. So England, what have we got here? We've got a Daily Mail article, which is probably a bit biased because it's a Daily Mail. So Alistair Cook, now he's just talking about when he retired and stuff. That's probably not the most interesting thing to talk about, really. But So, but he started getting into his commentary and stuff. So he's been over in the West Indies commentating with the Test Match Special Team, which is pretty cool. He's actually been a very interesting person to have on there. And he's been doing the Test Match Special podcast at the end of each day's play. And it's actually quite interesting to get his insight, because obviously he's only just out of the team, so he knows all the players very well. And obviously a previous captain, so he has that kind of mindset as well. So it's, he's actually been a really interesting addition to the team. Although Test Match Special hasn't got the international commentary now. They only seem to have the deal for the UK games, which is just a fucking shambles. And that's just basically a fuck up of the BBC for not being able to outbid BT Sport, which have the commentary outside of the UK now. But they still send the Test Match Special commentators out, and they have this thing called the Cricket Social, where they essentially talk for the whole day, but they can't actually specifically commentate ball by ball, but they can kind of have a conversation while watching the cricket and let you know what's going on roughly, which is actually quite cool, but like a bit more informal and quite enjoyable to listen to. But it's still a bit of a shame that they didn't get the deal, because it's, you know, it's been with them for years, and they're easily the best commentary team for the radio. But but there we go, these things happen, I guess. So yes, what else is going on in the cricket world? Wade has been snubbed again as Australia revealed their ODI squad for the Tour of India, which just seems madness. There's obviously some problem Matthew Wade and the cricket selectors. They don't like him for some fucking reason, even though he's the highest run scorer in the Big Bash, or pretty much one of the highest, and really good strike rate, and I don't know, Red Bull, he scored 600 runs and averages 63 this season, so he's been scoring the runs, but they're telling him he hasn't scored enough runs, so that's all a bit strange. So the Australian squad to travel to India, you've got Aaron Finch, the captain, who's in and out of form, Khawaja, who's in and out of form, Marsh, Hanscom, Glenn Maxwell, that's a good pick, Ashton Turner, Stionis, who should play for the test team and doesn't for some mad fucking reason, Alex Carey, Pat Cummins, he's very good, Nathan Coulter-Nile, he's good, Jai Richardson, he's good, Kane Richardson, he's good, Jason Berendorf, I think he's pretty good, I don't know, I'm not sure about him, Nathan Lyon, yeah, he's all right. We all know who he is. Adam Zampa, I think he's pretty good as well. So, and then DRC Shaw included as cover for Sean Marsh. Well, I ditch Marsh and bring DRC Shaw in for sure. That's fucking madness. But anyway, there we go. That's the one-day team they've picked. So there we go. I might get off cricket now, because I don't think everyone's really interested in listening to me talking about fucking cricket. So we could talk about some video games and let's see what's going on. Let's have a look. Sorry, having a little whiskey drink there. Let's see what's going on. Far Cry 5, Far Cry 6. Well, I don't know if you call it Far Cry 6, but Far Cry 5.5 is coming out next month. Actually, no, this month. It's very soon, actually. Which is kind of like... I don't want to do any sort of spoiler alerts, but... Oh, I got a phone call coming in. Oh, no. We'll have to call her back. That's Lucy. So Far Cry 5, I don't want to spoil anything too much, but essentially the game ends the way it does. If you haven't played it, then, you know, so then in mind. But essentially this game they've brought out is set in the same area, but it's set 20 years in the future from what's happened in Far Cry 5. So it's kind of, spoiler alert, post-apocalyptic, because a big fucking nuclear bomb went off and just wiped out half the planet. It's set in this kind of like, imagine like Mad Max, but in a slightly more lush environment, I suppose you'd call it. So, because everything's kind of grown back and it's kind of all pretty and nice, but it's full of like all kinds of mismatch of weapons and little tribes of people, and yeah, it looks pretty cool. So that's coming out soon, so I think that's going to be awesome. And I just finished Far Cry 5 the other day. I took ages to complete it, but I thought I should complete it before the new game comes out, so managed to smash that, and very good it was too. Easily the best since Far Cry 3. Far Cry 4 wasn't too bad, but 5, very, 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 very good. I'd even say it's maybe better than 3, because maybe the storyline isn't quite as good, but it's, I don't know, it's pretty amazing, so... Yeah, what else we've got going on here? Fortnite, the guys behind Fortnite have released a new version of their game. which is called something, I can't fucking, well, the Fortnite Season 8 is coming out. I don't know anything about Fortnite, I shouldn't really be talking about this, but it's like some multiplayer game where you run around and, I don't know, you kill people and build shit and do stuff. A lot of people seem to like it, as the company made like $1 billion last year. So, and that was, that's not even stock value, that's, they made $1 billion just from people buying shit through their game, which is fucking mad. So we should all start making computer games, basically. Or good computer games. Although I don't think it's that easy. So, anyway. What else we've got going on? Black Ops 4 update rolls out. A few patches, stuff like that. I think it was kind of a mixed reviews for the game. My mate plays it quite a bit. So if you play that game, there's a new patch coming out. That's very exciting. What else we've got going on? Red Dead Redemption 2, brilliant game. Sold 23 million copies. That's amazing. That's about all that is. Well, they've made Take-Two, the company behind it. Their revenue in Q3 grew to 1.2 billion. Fucking hell. That's pretty amazing. Jesus. Yeah, definitely. Let's get into computer games, everybody. If anyone knows how to make computer games, get in touch. We'll, I'll do the Photoshop stuff. What else have we got going on here? A violent video game tax is proposed in Pennsylvania. So lawmakers from Pennsylvania have put forth a bill that proposes a 10% excise tax on violent video games. House Bill 109 seeks to impose a so-called sin tax, fucking hell, on games sold at retail that are rated by the ESRB as M for mature or adults only. The money would go into into a fund called the Digital Protection for School Safety Account that aims to enhance security measures at schools in the wake of the school shootings in Parkland, Florida and Newtown, Connecticut. State Representative Chris Quinn, a Republican, initially put forth the bill in 2018, but it never made it out of committee during the 2018 legislative session. The new version is similarly worded. So eventually they're trying to get the same thing through this year. So 10% tax would be in addition to the applicable sale of local and local taxes. The sales tax rate in Pennsylvania is 6%, which means the standard $60 game costs around $64 with the extra 10% tax on violent games. The cost of an M-rated game like Red Dead Redemption 2 would make the game end up costing about $70. We're still fucking cheaper than here. I suppose it's a good idea. I mean, I guess it's, is there a connection between violent games and violence that goes on in America? I mean, I don't think it's a huge influencer, but I don't know, it's only 10%, it's only a few bucks on a game, so if it goes towards something good, then maybe that's a good thing. So but I don't know, it seems like they're targeting games thinking that it is, but I mean, maybe it does. I mean, who knows? I mean, I kind of feel like if you're the sort of person that wants to go and kill a load of people, that you're going to do it anyway regardless of if you play violent video games. But you know, maybe video games that, you know, there's a tactical aspect in it that people learn from, and it, I don't know, yeah, so I don't know, maybe it is a good thing. So that's interesting, that's interesting. We'll see what happens with that. So yeah, very interesting. Yeah, so let's see what else is going on. Scribble Taku, what the fuck's that? Looks like a drawing game. So some funny guesses. The last game with another religion or an old school action adventure, it's Titanfall 2, which came to mind given how much Apex Legends everybody's playing. Oh, it's a weird scribble that they do, and you've got to guess the game. That's not really going to work for this audio format, is it? Let us see. Crash Bandicoot racing game is coming out soon. So if you played that before, it sounds like it's like a reboot of the old school game. So that could be quite cool. I've seen some footage from it. It looks quite good. So it's called Crash Team Racing Nitro Fueled. So it includes the original game modes, characters, tracks, power-ups and controls that fans remember, but now playable in HD on PS4, Nintendo Switch and the Xbox One. It comes out on June 21st, which is pretty cool. I mean, essentially it just looks like it's the same game that came out 20 years ago, but they've just made it look better. But essentially it will play the same. I mean, it's basically Mario Kart but with Crash Bandicoot characters and some slightly different power-ups and things like that. So probably be pretty cool fun, good for multiplayer and all that. So if you're a fan of Mario Kart, then give it a go. And I guess if you don't have a Switch and you can't play Mario Kart, then this is going to be a really good alternative. So, because you can play it on your PS4 or your Xbox One. So that is pretty cool, actually. So we may end up getting that. I'd probably get it on, probably my Switch, but yeah, we'll see. I don't know, maybe. Might be worth getting on the Xbox so I can play it online with some mates. So that would be good. So let's see what else is going on. Anthem is looking like a pretty cool game by BioWare, which is a bit of a worry, but anyway. Blah, 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 difficulty modes. I don't know, that doesn't seem very interesting. But I don't think anyone really quite knows what's going on with that game yet, in terms of, I don't think they've even announced what's going on with the one-player mode on that. So, what else is there? Red Dead Redemption, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, that's enough of that. Let's move on to something a bit more exciting. We can go into some sort of car news, maybe. Let's see. New Z4 coming out. It looks pretty cool. A bit squarer than previous model. Still quite angular, but it's following the kind of new front grille design that you've seen on the slightly newer Mercedes that are coming. Not Mercedes, BMWs that are coming out. So, kind of a bit of a Z8 vibe to it almost, if you know that car. That was like a really a small run kind of version. I think it was kind of based on the Z4 or the Z3 underpinnings, but they made it look all sexy. It was featured in James Bond film Tomorrow Never Dies, I think. But yeah, pretty cool car. It's not a particularly interesting article. It's just rambling on a load of nonsense, so you won't even bother reading that. But anyway, that's coming out soon, so that's cool. New Audi TT is coming out, the 2019 Audi TT. It sounds like it might be the last one they're going to make, though. It looks really... I mean, they've really nailed the design of it now. It's kind of following the new Audi design philosophy, so slightly more angular. Kind of cuts and grooves in it and stuff, so it does look very cool. So it's kind of launched as a rival for the BMW M2, which, you know, might be, I think that's going to be hard to match. But similar styling cues from the new R8 model, so sharp edges, more hexagonal grills, and the TTRS and Rose seem to be less of a hairdresser's car and more of a racing driver's car and daily run. So that's kind of cool. So it's a 2.5-litre turbocharged five-cylinder engine, which is a new one, which is the aluminium-built engine. So it's much lighter, so less understeer, which is always a bit of a problem with Audis. So I think they're realising now that's a bit of a problem because they mount their engines a bit too far forward. So you do get this kind of understeer problem. But now they're building their engines fully out of aluminium, they're making them quite a lot lighter. So it's kind of, solving a lot of problems. So, here we go. So, 395 bhp, that's nice. 0 to 60, 3.7 seconds. That's miles per hour, everybody. If you're listening in Australia, it's like a 0 to 100 time in 3.7 seconds, which is pretty fucking rapid. So keeping in now is the major thought with this car, especially with the plans in place, but it sounds like that plan has changed and not for the better. The plan was to keep giving the 2019 model a series of small updates to keep them going strong until a new model in 2022. Then some insider news from Audi headquarters suggests that the chairman, Bram Schot, plans to replace the TT with a new liftback model taking on the Mercedes-Benz CLA. That's interesting. That might be kind of cool. It might actually... I mean, it doesn't really... I don't think it'd affect the shape very much if they do that. Essentially, that just means the boot will lift up like from the top of the glass of the rear window, effectively, whereas now it's not like that. But that could be pretty cool. Audi's obviously pushing this electric vehicle thing a lot, so it could be that the next TT might be fully electric or some sort of hybrid, so I don't know. It could be interesting. So I know Volkswagen are going towards electric a lot. There's about four or five models coming out in the next few years that are going to be fully electric, which is kind of cool. I think at the moment, though, with how infrastructure is for electric charging stations and stuff, having a hybrid is probably the way to go at the moment. If you do short runs and maybe live in a city and you're just using it for a commute to work and back, then I can kind of get on board with that. But if you live further afield and you've got longer distances to go, I think it could be a bit of a problem, especially in England. It seems to be there's just lots of queues for these electric charging points in the service stations, and the charging isn't quite quick enough. So, yeah, I don't know. It's going to be interesting, but it's definitely obviously where the direction it's going in. So let's have a look at this. VW updates the Passat with a 270 bhp petrol range topper. That's kind of funky. Look at that. That's a fast wagon, that is. So essentially the Passat wagon, and they're doing an R-Line model with a big beefy fucking engine in it, which looks pretty fucking cool. They've got a new saloon, a new estate, and an all-track. The all-track is essentially the four-wheel drive, higher suspension kind of thing for people to be able to take it off-road, which they never will. But people seem to like to have that option. Looks like they got an EV version of it, electric vehicle version. The R-Line model, okay, it's cool, but they're doing this thing with like the rear tailpipes where they're kind of, yeah, I don't know, it's a bit weird. They're not showing the tailpipes, they're kind of hidden, and they've got these kind of like angular shapes to show where the tailpipes are, and I don't really like it. I like to see tailpipes, but that's just me, I don't know. They're trying to steer yourself away from it, because they want to make you think that it's not throwing out petrol fumes and shit, but it is. What else has changed? Not too much. It's changed with the exterior, but VW has managed to redesign the front and rear bumpers, a new grille, a dual exhaust at the back, which we talked about, which I don't like. Other exterior upgrades include optional LED matrix headlights, which VW are calling IQ light. Also, there are LED lights at the back, which have a funky 3D effect. Wow, that's kind of exciting. Okay. If you like colours... okay, the facelifted Passat can be ordered with new colours such as lapis blue, which is a pretty actually fucking sexy colour, blue, bottle green, and sand gold. Don't get a sand gold car, that's basically just metallic cream beige. So yeah, although actually maybe it's not, but anyway, never mind. Bottle green looks a part too. That's probably a bit like racing green, I suppose. You can also choose some new wheels, which range in size from 17 to 19 inches. Go for the 19s, they look better. The ride won't be quite as good, but who gives a fuck about that? Interior, I mean, it's obviously it's going towards... there's a new steering wheel. They've obviously got the virtual cockpit, which is, if you don't know what that is, it's like a fully digital display, which is very cool, and you can display the map there and lots of other info, so it keeps your focus staring forward, so you don't have to look down to the right at the other screen so much. So it is a pretty good safety feature. But I mean, like all VWs, it's going to have this like front collision warning and auto brakes and lane detection and all this kind of cool shit. So and really I think the VWs are the cars to go for if you on a bit of a budget, but you want to still get something kind of good with all the safety tech, then it is a really good buy at the moment to get the VWs, rather than going up a level into the Mercedes and the BMWs and the Audis and stuff, because you basically get the same thing, but you're just not paying quite as much for it. So, and it's still, interiors look good, good build quality, handling's arguably better than those higher end ones. Like we said, Audi's a bit of an understeer problem, not quite as nice to drive, which seems weird because they're basically the same fucking car. But anyway, blah, blah, blah. Oh, Apple CarPlay, yeah. Well, if it doesn't have that, then it's just fucking pointless. There's some other gadgety shit about auto radar, and there's an app. Of course there is. Suspension stuff. So, engines. That's a bit more interesting. Starting off with a small side, 1.5-litre snorefest, blah, blah, blah. 2-litre TSI, which can be had with either 187 bhp or 268. That's more like it. That's one you go for, everybody. Definitely. VW is still doing diesel engines, which just seems fucking madness because everyone seems to hate them now. So there's a diesel options, which is in 2-litre TDI, 150 bhp. We can get 1.6 TDI with 118. Don't buy that. It just has no power. It will just be awful to drive. I'd just go for the best petrol one and just drive it sensibly. Just so you've got the power if you need it, but you can actually be pretty economical with those. And the actual emissions are better, theoretically. Not quite as economical, but the GTE Passat is back. returns the range with a 13 kilowatt lithium ion battery, which allows it to have a decent electric range of 34 miles. Essentially, that's a hybrid, so it's got a 1.4-litre TSI petrol engine, and then also this kind of electric engine on motor to it as well. So I think that's pretty good. It's got a blah, 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 six-speed cut, dual clutch gearbox, specially developed six-speed dual clutch gearbox. Oh, it's a bit strange that they haven't gone with more gears, but maybe they don't need as many because of the motor. But anyway, it's a bit odd. It's basically got a combined horsepower of 215 bhp if you're using both together and have fun with it, which is pretty good. But it's going to be pretty heavy though, so I'd probably go for the Golf GTE if you're going to go for some sort of hybrid car, because I think you'll be able to get that in a wagon form soon or a state car soon. So I think that's pretty cool. What else got going on in the world of cars? Dirt Rally. That's cars and computer games. That's coming out soon. That's going to be fucking amazing. That was impossibly hard game before, but it was actually really good. Anyway, we don't know when that's out. When's it out? Blah, blah, blah. More cars. WRC, blah-de-blah. 26th of February. Oh, that's close. Oh, I might have to break out the steering wheel for that. That's very exciting. I might get that. So anyway, it's an impossibly hard game, and if you crash, you can't just keep restarting because you lose money. And in the end, you have to complete the levels to get enough money to keep playing the game. So you can't just keep restarting. So they've done it really well. So it forces you to drive knowing there are consequences. So you can't just drive crazily. So you have to drive sensibly and maybe drive a bit slower to make sure you get through the thing. And maybe you don't place quite so high. And as you get better, you naturally get faster and take more risks and et cetera, et cetera. So the balance of it's incredible. But it is for the hardcore racing people. Like, it's not a arcadey type game. So if you want that, you can go for Dirt 4 or like Forza Horizon or something, so which are all really good games as well. So yeah, so that's kind of cool. Let's just check out what's going on in the world of any more car stuff. Volvo Cars feels margin pressure from US-China tariff war. So essentially, Volvo's owned by a Chinese company called Geely, which I don't know if you knew that. But they're having issues with America. Volvo said its operating profit increased by 0.9% to 14.2 billion Swedish crowns. Well, why are they dealing in Swedish crowns when they're Chinese now? That's basically $1.5 billion. Well, they're doing all right then. Although its margin fell to 5.6% from 6.7%, this was despite its 2018 revenue rising by 21%. To 252.7 billion crowns. Fucking hell, that's a lot. Jesus. Maybe we should make cars. Cars and computer games, people. That's what we've got to do. Blah, blah, blah. That all seems a bit boring. Anyway. Volvos are kind of cool. V90, I'd have one of them, definitely. Well, actually, XC90 is probably the one to get if you want to be part of the SUV world. And just get the big T8 version with the hybrid engine and all that shit. It's pretty fucking cool. There we go. What else is going on? Honda CR-V, boring. BMW Hot M SUV, GA likely for Australia. So a new X3 and a new X4. They look pretty cool. X4 is a bit ugly. I'd go for an X3. They're pretty cool. What are they saying here? 3-litre, 6-cylinder, twin turbo. Yeah, nice. Which is like the source of the new M3. So they're going to put those in an SUV. That's going to be pretty fucking cool. Yes. X3M, nice. So if you like a nice fast SUV, that could be a good option because it's a good car to drive, definitely. I'd probably have it over a Merc or the Audi, definitely. It's pretty cool. Anyway, there we go, that's that. That isn't very informative, I'm sorry, but anyway, what are you going to do? Okay, 2018 Dodge Durano RT V8, some sort of long-term review of it. Oh, God, it's an SUV thing. That looks fucking ugly. Oh, God, don't get one of them. Ignore what I just said there. I thought it was like a Dodge something or other. What else have we got going on here? Fernando Alonso, he's back in Ferrari's new driver, Charles Leclerc, to end Mercedes F1 dominance. So Charles Leclerc in a Ferrari. There's actually a lot of people are thinking he's going to outdo Vettel this year, which will be a fucker for Vettel, because just as the Ferrari's getting really good, he's got this young whippersnapper coming up and outperforming, well, potentially going to outperform him, kind of like Ricciardo did to him at Red Bull. So he's going to have to step his game up. He's going to compete with Leclerc. Like, Leclerc's kind of young and super talented and fast as fuck. So, yeah, so I think Alonso's basically saying he's going to compete against Hamilton. Red Bull, I don't know. I think that it's going to take him a year to get sorted with Honda. So I think it's going to be between Ferrari and Mercedes again. And from the look of it, I reckon Hamilton versus Leclerc, I think that's going to be the real one. It's going to be really interesting to see what happens. So, yeah, it could be interesting. So, yeah, so what's Alonso saying? So, what Alonso's, what's he saying? He's giving him some advice. So he says, I believe he has a combination of character and talent. And then he's also saying to Leclerc, learn to score points regularly to help the team. And remember that the World Championship is decided between July and September. Well, I don't know about that. I mean, it's the whole fucking year. You've got to be consistent, really. That's how Hamilton fucking did it. But yeah, in those times of the year, that is important. You've got to be getting points there. Don't be in a hurry and keep up the excitement and emotion under control. Okay, don't be in a hurry and keep the excitement and emotion under control. Yeah, that's fair play. That's the thing Vettel can't seem to do. He can't seem to keep his emotions under control, and he gets rash, and that's why he crashes. Well, that's why he crashed quite a lot this year, well, the last year. So it's going to be interesting. So the 2019 starts in Melbourne, 17th of March. Testing is in about 2 or 3 weeks' time, where there's 4 days. There's 2 4-day tests in Barcelona in Spain, which I was thinking they'd probably change it to like Bahrain or I don't know, Abu Dhabi or something like that, because last year it fucking snowed all fucking almost all throughout the testing. They lost like 3 days of testing. So because of how the climate is at the moment, it seems, yeah, I wonder, we'll see. But anyway, so yeah, that's going to be exciting to see who's kind of on top. And I mean, there's only a certain amount you can take from the Formula One testing, but you do get a pretty good idea. What's Christian Horner saying? Max Verstappen feared most by Lewis Hamilton and Sebastian Vettel. I think that's just Horner trying to rile up Vettel and Hamilton, but they're not going to fall for that. I don't think they are afraid of him at all. I think Vettel's more afraid of Hamilton, really. I'm a bit of a Hamilton fan, by the way, so I don't think anyone can beat him while he's in the current form he's in. So good luck to him, but I hope they don't. McLaren targets F1 title within the next 5 years. Yeah, good fucking luck with that, boys. You fucked up massively, and that's not good enough. They should be targeting sooner than that, really. 5 years, I mean, so much is going to fucking change in that time. Like, how are they? That's just stupid. They should be aiming for wins this fucking year and top three this fucking year. That's what they should be fucking aiming for. Aim a bit higher, boys. You fucking McLaren, stop making so many road cars. That's what I fucking say. So I think the whiskey is starting to take effect. I'm getting a bit more boisterous. Right, we haven't talked about fucking gadgets. Hang on, let's find my gadget section. Techly, let's have a look at what these guys are saying. Blah, blah, blah. Let's have a look. Everything coming to Netflix in February. So this is Netflix Australia. So what we got? Night Flyers, that looks pretty cool. Russian Doll, Dear X. I don't know what that is. Free Reign, True, Happy Days Hard, that sounds rubbish. The Conjuring, Enough, Takers, 30 Minutes or Less. Hunt for Red October, yes, that appeared. That's a fucking great film. Definitely watch that. Although it's not in HD, funnily enough. They're just streaming it in standard def, which seems weird because you can get it on Blu-ray. So anyway, never mind. Still a great film, though. Well, it's worth watching if you've not seen it. Gotham Season 4, yes. I'm midway through that at the moment. Very good it was. I was only up to Season 1 about 2 weeks ago. Realised Season 4 was coming out and thought, fuck it, I better catch up. So I've watched Season 2 and 3 and half of Season 4 in about 2 weeks. So I'm fully in Gotham mode and having mad fucking Batman-related dreams and just beating people up and shit. It's pretty cool. Lots of Fast and the Furious films are there. The Fate of the Furious is on. That's pretty cool if you like minus action. Ghost in the Shell, yes, that's a good film. That's out February 7th, which is, what's the fucking date today? Today, February 7th, awesome. I got that on 4K though, so it's probably, I'll probably watch that 4K rather than just standard def. What else have we got? Kevin Hart's Guide to Black History. That could be quite interesting. Get Out is coming out February 9th. I haven't seen that. That might be worth watching. Patriot Act with Hasan Minhaji. Minhaj, that is. Yeah, so that could be interesting to watch because that was a bit controversial when it came out. So he's basically a comedian, but a Muslim comedian. And there was a bit of uproar about one of his episodes. So hopefully they'll have released that one here. I think it's up to people to decide to watch it and make their decisions on it, I think. So that'll be interesting to watch. What else is it? Paddington. It's supposed to be very good. I've not seen it. Larry Charles, Dangerous World of Comedy. Interesting. The Dragon Prince. Homeland, season 7. Jeez, I got bored of Homeland. I got into like season 3 and it just got annoying. Claire Danes is a very annoying character. I just got bored of it. Dawn of the Dead, Role Models. Oh, that's probably quite funny. Safe House. That's a good film. Concussion. Oh, that's with Will Smith. That's supposed to be good. I've not seen that. February 16th, Sausage Party. That's that funny animation about all like the different food items who have sort of come to life and see what everyone's doing to them, eating them and stuff. It's supposed to be quite good. What else is going on? Chef's Table Season 6. Oh, Jupiter Ascending. That's pretty good. Got bad reviews, but I quite liked it. Kind of sci-fi shit. Eddie Redmayne is the British actor who won the Oscar for his portrayal of Stephen Hawking. He's in it as this bad guy, and I think he won like loads of Razzies for how bad he was in it, but he's just kind of eccentric and weird as a bad guy in it, so it's worth watching though. I think it's pretty cool. So anyway, yeah, if you like sci-fi you'll probably like it. So, and there's some other stuff coming out but it all seems a bit chick flicky, so there we go. Tech news. I think I need to get a better tab for all the tech stuff. Like I've got some Gizmodo. Let's see what they're fucking talking about. David Fincher's World War Z sequel has been zombified. I'm guessing that means it's been put on hold. Yeah, it sounds like it. Nah, that's a shame. I never actually saw that. I my mate was watching it once and it seemed really fucking full on. So I didn't want to watch it. It was going to give me like bad dreams or something. So anyway. Captain Marvel will stream exclusively on Disney Plus in the US. So if you don't know, Disney are coming out with their own streaming service. And because they hold the rights to basically all the best films in the last fucking 10 years or whatever the fuck it is, it basically means if you've got Netflix or Stan and you want to watch any Marvel film or any Star Wars film, then you got to get the Disney service, basically. But I don't know whether Disney are going to roll out to other countries other than America initially. So if you've got Netflix or Stan initially, you might be okay. I think Stan have a deal with Disney, or it's like a subsidiary of Disney anyway. So, and currently if you've got Stan over here in Australia, you get all the Marvel stuff's on that at the moment, which is pretty cool. Netflix has a few. I mean, it's got Infinity War, as does Stan. So yeah, and sounds like also yeah, Disney's streaming service won't be available in Australia at this point, but anyway, in mind. The same goes for the new Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, which is Jon Favreau is kind of at the helm for this Star Wars series, which sounds pretty fucking cool, and it sounds like that's going to be on Disney Plus when that comes out in North America. But how we'll get that in Australia, I don't know. They'll probably sell the rights to Stan or Netflix. Probably Stan more than Netflix, I'm guessing, if it does happen. So otherwise you just have to get it by other means, whichever, whatever that is. Not that I do that. Let us see. Sony wireless noise cancelling headphones. So, okay, if you want wireless noise cancelling headphones, you get the Sony 1000X M3s. There's no other option, really. The Bose are all right. There's some other ones, but it's pointless. Get the Sonys. They're easily the best. So, yeah. So, basically, that is the rule if you want some. If you're in a quandary of what to get, if you're looking for some wireless noise cancelling headphones, then you get these ones 100%. The app you get with it is incredible. The features you can, and stuff you can change to do with the soundstage and all this other stuff, and you can do updates through it, and and even the control method on it, by you can actually slide your hand up and down the side of the thing, control volume and next track, last track. You can hold your hand on the side so you can hear everything when someone's talking to you. You can double tap it to stop playing. You can answer phone calls on it. You can talk on it with phone calls, it's because it's got a microphone in it, and it's got some of the best noise cancelling as well. They're really great. There's even like you can get 5 hours of playback from 10 minutes of charge on it. So if they've run out, you can plug it in for 10 minutes and boom, you got the rest of the day while you're at work or something. So they're fucking awesome. So yeah, they're the Sony MH1000XM3s. $500 over here, but you can get them for about $350 if you shop around. So definitely shop around. So because they're a bargain at that price. So yes, so there's headphones at the moment. Boom, boom, boom. Apple, whatever. No one really cares anymore. Or maybe they do, I don't know. I kind of feel like they're... lots of companies like Samsung and Apple are like leaking stuff deliberately because there's a bit of a stall in phones at the moment. Like people don't want to upgrade because they've got so good that there's not a lot of point, unless you can offer some magical phone that just makes your dinner for you or something. There's not a lot of point in upgrading because, I mean, it answers phone calls. You can go on the internet and take good pictures of it, even with like, I'm on like a 6S, and it's still pretty fucking good. And you still get a pretty decent battery life out of it and all that. So yeah, so I think they're starting to leak stuff about their new phones that are coming out in the next 6 months or year or something to stop maybe shifting over to another competitive platform, like maybe going to a Google Pixel, or if you're with Samsung, maybe go to Apple or vice versa. But it seems to be if you're on Android, you don't want to go near Apple. So, and Apple people just seem a bit too hooked on Apple, so they don't want to leave and go to like Google or something like that. I think probably the Google Pixel 3 is probably the best one to get in terms of image quality and the fact you can store all your pictures for free, like you don't have a charge, whereas Apple charge you. So, and that's only, they charge you $5 a month for fucking, and you can get 5 gig. It's fucking rubbish. That fills up really quick. So it's interesting. But yeah, it seems like Samsung leaked their folding phone the other day, which sounds interesting, but I don't know why. Why would you want a folding phone? What's the point? Like, just getting a bigger screen, I guess that's kind of cool, but it's going to be bulkier because it folds, unless you can get it super thin. But then, yeah, I don't know. And then obviously, if it folds, that means you've got an outer screen, which is your normal phone screen. Then you open it out, and then since you've got a screen inside as well, so that's like essentially three screens worth of size that you've got to run off the same battery. So yeah, I'm not sure about that. I actually just want a small phone, like a old school iPhone 5 kind of size, maybe a bit smaller, that just does everything. That's what I fucking want. And it seems like Apple might be releasing an SE. So they released the iPhone SE a couple of years ago, which was essentially an iPhone 6S, but down into an iPhone 5 body. And there's rumor about a new one coming out, and they actually released the last few iPhone SEs in America again to sell off remaining stock, and they sold like instantly. So it's going to be interesting. I think they were doing it as a test to see what the market was, because obviously people are stopping. Their phone sales are dropping, especially for Apple. So I think they're trying to figure out why or what people actually want. And I think what people want is a slightly cheaper phone that's a bit smaller and not quite so fancy, but still powerful enough to do all your shit on. So if they came out with an SE2 with, let's say, an iPhone 8 inside, you know, the power and all that shit and a decent camera, I'd buy it straight away. You know, that kind of $500-$600 mark, perfect. With like 256 gig memory, you know. Yeah, that's what I'd get for sure. So come on, Apple, we know you can fucking do it. That's what we want. So Star Trek Discovery, blah, blah, blah. Pretty cool. If you don't watch it, give it a go. What are they saying? Blah, blah, blah. Yeah, not really interesting. But anyway, give it a go if you want to watch it. Let's check out what we've got going on here. Food. Maybe computer. I've seen it. Might be a good one to look at. A 2019 Hyundai Santa Fe can use a fingerprint to start your car, which is kind of cool, but it's not, I think fingerprints can be faked a bit, sort of. So I don't know. I don't know if I want people to have to get in my car with just a fucking fingerprint. Cut your finger off and nick your fucking car. It's not very good. Galaxy S10 photo leak shows off Samsung wireless Galaxy Buds. So they've got some wireless shit going on. And it's just another new fucking Samsung phone. So just a big phone with a screen and fucking blah, blah, blah. It's just... it's boring. What, where can they go next? I don't know what they do. I just want one little bit of glass, like transparent, and it becomes your phone. That would be fucking cool. But that's an aeroplane. I do apologise. I am on a minor plane route here, and I've got all the doors open. Well, I think I've reached optimum cooling down. I might have to resort to the AC as it's got a bit... it's still fucking hot. But anyway, never mind. Oh, cricket's on soon. I might have to put that on. What have we got here? NSX turns 30. That's pretty cool. 2019 Ranger facing first recall. Shifter interlock is fucked, apparently. Although is that the new Ranger? That looks fucking ugly. What have they done to it? Oh, dear. Why do car companies do this? They release a car that looks good, and then they fuck with it and fuck with it, and then little tinkering, thinking they need to improve on the shape or the design, and they make it look terrible, and then they have to just relaunch the whole fucking thing. It's rubbish. It's like they've done it with a G-Wagon. If you've seen the new G-Wagon, compare it to the old one. The new one's gone with these... the lights are terrible. Like, it just looks cheap. And, oh, they're just... oh, it's all... they're these, like, round lights with an outer ring of LED lights. So, like, during the day, it just looks like a cheap, like, makeup mirror. Like, two cheap makeup mirrors on the front of the car. It's fucking terrible. I mean, the AMG version is still pretty cool. It's got, like, the side pipes and everything. So, I mean, I probably would have one. But, you know, anyway, rubbish. What else have we got going on here? What are we up to? We're almost up to an hour. I don't want to keep these ones as long as normal. So I probably want to keep these under an hour. And I don't know if anyone wants really to listen to me waffling on about shit. So, I mean, we'll see how it goes, I guess. Let's have a look. Technology. Let's have a quick flick through this. I've got basically all these kind of saved tabs of different things. So I've got things saved like cricket, motorsport, Formula One, UFC, video games, movies. Then I've got a few specific kind of companies like CNET and Cocoa2 and National Geographic and all that shit. There's a new Shaft movie coming out. Oh, that's cool. Didn't know that. So it's a sequel to the 2000 film Shaft. So, Samuel L. Jackson's in back. That's cool. Method Man are in it. Well, that's good. Nice. I saw him play live recently. Very good. Yeah, that's cool. Okay, Shaft, June 14th. Look out for that. There's a trailer on YouTube, so you can go and check that out. That's pretty cool. Also, the new Hobbs and Shaw trailer. I'd check that out as well. That looks awesome. And it's one of those things, there's all this beef between Dwayne Johnson and Vin Diesel because of the Fast and Furious thing. I don't know if you know about that, but the last film, basically, they didn't film any scenes together, and the scenes that they kind of were in together, they CGI'd it all. It was so funny. It was so pathetic. But what's funny is the best scenes in the last film were the scenes with The Rock and fucking Jason Statham in it, basically. So it's interesting, and now they've gone off and done their own thing together. It's called Hobbs and Shaw, which looks fucking brilliant. So I think that's actually going to take off and become a much bigger franchise than the Fast and the Furious. I really think that's what's going to happen. So it's going to be interesting to see, because Fast Furious 9, which is going to start filming very soon, that's the Rock isn't going to be in it at all. So, and he's been in the last four, so obviously the rift between him and Vin Diesel obviously isn't any better. I think Hobbs and Shaw is going to become a massive fucking franchise, and it sounds like they've got plans to make a few of them, so that's going to be awesome. So yeah, and if you haven't watched the trailer, just watch it. It looks fucking ridiculous, just like proper action movie ridiculousness. Like, don't take it too seriously and go and have fun when watching it. I think that's the way to look at it. Idris Elba's the bad guy. You've got Jason Statham and Dwayne Johnson just kicking ass. And female actor from that was in Mission Impossible 6. What's her name? I think she's a British actor. She's in it and she's awesome. So that's going to be great. So yeah, anyway, that's going to be fucking brilliant. So watch this fucking space. And that's out later this year, I think, in the summer. So that's very cool. That's quite exciting. Star Wars Episode 9, I think there's going to be a new teaser out very soon, so keep an eye out for that. Next few weeks, I reckon, fingers crossed. Because that's going to be out, it's got to be out pretty soon. I mean, not soon, but it's out at the end of the year, so you'd think they'd release a teaser pretty soon. So they don't even know the title of it yet. They're keeping it very hush-hush, but obviously they finished filming and stuff. So yeah, anyway, it's kind of cool. What else have we got here? I might call it a day soon because we're coming up to an hour. So, I might leave it there actually. I didn't do any real research for this one, but I might actually start to do a bit of research during the week with some stuff that I want to talk about, especially in terms of gadget news. We haven't really talked about gadgets that much. So I want to try and maybe go into my favorite headphones, obviously told you, but I might break down favorite on-ears, in-ears, wireless, non-wireless headphones to train with, all that kind of stuff. So I'll do the research on that and let you know those. Things like cameras as well. I want to start giving you a range of cameras that are good to go for if you're looking for something a bit more point-and-shooty, action camera, something a bit more serious or like super high-end. I mean, video camera stuff as well, action cameras. So I'll let you know stuff like that. This is like random information I have in my head, so I need to kind of get it out and tell everyone, really, because I read about all this stuff and lots of people come to me to ask me when they want to buy something what it is, and I just reel off all this shit and seem to sort of retain this kind of information, which is means weird because I can't retain actual useful information, you know, like, I don't know, like clever shit. So anyway, so you might do a bit of that, and then I maybe a bit more car stuff as well. Maybe you can start breaking down my views on if you're looking for a new car, maybe the cars to look out for, the good cars to get, depending on your budget. And I think there's some really great cars around at the moment that just fit all budgets. So it's just actually maybe you don't know that, or you haven't done the research, or you do need to kind of pick apart these reviews online a bit and figure out what's going on with it, because some people, obviously some are paid, and you know, so you kind of, yeah, so maybe I can help you out a bit with that, and then we'll go into some environmental stuff. And oh, the fucking fly's just landed in my fucking whiskey. Out there, mate. Let's try and rescue him. He's going to be drunk. There you go. Yeah, he's hammered. Look at that. Off you go, mate. So there we go. Thanks for tuning in. Like I said, hopefully, another get well soon to Ms. Unicorn. We'll hopefully be back doing those next week. We'll try and get doing them every week or every other week or something like that. Keep those going. And then this kind of thing, I think I'm going to do, like I said, twice a week if I can, you know, beginning of the week, end of the week, something like that. And then we'll fit the social one in between. Because normally we talk about what's going on the following weekend kind of thing. So we try to do those Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday kind of thing. So I'll fit these other ones in and around that and just try and start getting this going a bit more regularly, because I enjoy doing it. And like I said, all this information I'm reading about, I quite enjoy it all. And it seems like I should kind of share all this stuff. So if you want to come on the show, get in touch, Facebook me, give me a call, or email me at podcast@harmonicwhiskeytales.com if you've got something cool to talk about. There we go. Cheers for tuning in. And I'm going to cook some dinner. I don't know what. So we've got leftovers today, which is very exciting. But there we go. Awesome. Cheers, guys. And we'll chat to you all soon. Bye.